Under our current law, employers can only use a felony record in hiring and firing decisions if the person's crime is substantially related to their job. The new law would allow employers to use any previous unpardoned felony as a reason not to hire or to fire someone. Attorney Thomas Ruse represents the Wisconsin Civil Justice Council, a lobbying group advocating for the legal rights of employers. He says the bill is not designed to discriminate against ex-felons.
The employees who have these histories can go hat in hand and convince employers that this is part of their past that they've absolved themselves from, and there's nothing remotely in this law that prohibits an employer from then hiring that person.
But attorney Sheila Sullivan of Legal Action Wisconsin says there are more than 60 million people in the country with criminal records. She says even under the current law, many of them never get the chance to tell their story to an employer.
The problem is people aren't getting in the door. They're not getting through Walmart's online tests. They're not getting the opportunity to show who they are and what they are. And remember those 64 million people out there. Somebody has to give them work. Well, we're all going to be paying for that.
Sullivan says the current law appears to be working. She says out of more than 100 employment discrimination complaints in Wisconsin last year, only 13 involved an employee's criminal record. But supporters of the bill say without the right to refuse to hire an ex-felon, they may be endangering the safety of their other employees. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.